mostly cloudy to cloudy skies with some scattered light showers around the area. Some more nuisance rain than anything from time to time. 48 to 53 degrees, 60 to 65 degrees this afternoon, and then on Sunday, 82 to 87 with mostly sunny conditions. Now we'll continue with the warmth Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The heat is expected to peak on Monday, and Tuesday will be around 90 degrees. Dry weather with sunshine Monday, some thunderstorms in the afternoon on Tuesday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
At the Wharf in D.C., it's 82, National Harbor 83, Sterling 85 degrees. Some parts of our area could fall to the 60s. By the way, we broke a temperature record today, 91, a new record for the day at Dulles Airport.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up tonight on WTOP, we have three police officers dead, three law enforcement officers killed while trying to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina, the suspect also killed. And the latest coming up here from CBS News. The deadline has passed, but students remain at Columbia University's pro-Palestinian encampment. Suspensions have begun there. Plus an update on ongoing demonstrations at George Washington University right here in the nation's capital. It's 8 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Charlotte, North Carolina today.
There's no doubt that our Charlotte community has experienced a tragedy today.
Three officers are shot and killed and five others wounded in a shootout while serving a warrant at a home. WBTV's Nick Oxner has more.
Neighbor Tyler Wilson said the shootout lasted for 30 minutes.
There was shots ringing left and right.
Police say one suspect has been killed and they are questioning two other people found inside the house.
We lost some heroes that are out to just simply trying to keep our community safe.
Protests over the Israel-Hamas war enter another week at college campuses across the U.S. and as graduation dates approach. CBS's Matt Piper is in New York.
Columbia University is now suspending pro-Palestinian protesters who have been camped out in the main quad for about 2 weeks. They say they're staying.
We're staying out here.
Ben Chang is a university spokesman.
University representatives engaged in good faith in dialogue with the organizers, and we were disappointed when the student protesters could not reach consensus on the issues under discussion.
At the University of Texas, Austin, several students were arrested. They're all demanding their universities cut financial ties with Israel. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in Saudi Arabia pushing for an Israeli-proposed ceasefire deal. CBS's Robert Berger says in the first phase, Israel is offering a ceasefire of several weeks in exchange for the release of 33 Israeli hostages and the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
The sticking point all along has been whether or not Israel would go along with a complete end of the war. It had refused. That has been Hamas's key demand, and now the Israelis apparently are going along with the idea that in the second phase, if all goes well, they could discuss a permanent end of the war.
Picking up the pieces in Sulphur, Oklahoma after a deadly tornado, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt.
What I saw downtown Sulphur, it's unbelievable. We've had four confirmed fatalities.
One of them a baby. More from CBS's Omar Villafranca.
I talked to one woman who was working. She said they heard the sirens. They went to the basement. Windows blew out. Sirens went off. They came back up to try to reassess, saw smoke. And then a few minutes later, the sirens went off again. So they had to go downstairs and do it all again.
The deadly weather in Oklahoma followed dozens of twisters that crossed Iowa and Nebraska. Oregon lottery officials say that the winner of the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot is 46-year-old Cheng Saifan, who says he's been battling cancer for 8 years. He's a Laos-born immigrant living in Portland.
We're rich.
And he says he'll use the money to provide for his family and hire a good doctor. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
It's 8:03 here on WTOP, Monday night, April 29th, 2024, at the Wharf in D.C., 82, gradually falling to the 60s. And good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Colleges around the U.S. are imploring student protesters of the war in Gaza to clear out tent encampments with rising levels of urgency. Police used pepper spray as they made more arrests today at the University of Texas in Austin, and protesters at New York's Columbia University are now facing suspension after ignoring an ultimatum to clear out their encampment. This is the last day of classes at George Washington University here in the nation's capital, as demonstrations in Foggy Bottom continue for a fifth night. 7 News reporter Liana Golden joined us with an update.
This is Liana Golden with 7 News reporting from George Washington University. Standing in the center of the U Yard encampment, where dozens of tents have been pitched for several days now, we're seeing a mix of students and community members milling about from tent to tent, also examining the barricades that lie in the middle of the yard with a large Palestinian flag draped over. These barricades were dragged in last night after protesters had stormed past them into the late night hours. And students tell us they're not going anywhere until their demands are met and the university divests from business with Israel. This is the last day of undergraduate classes, though that does not seem to be stopping from students continuing to protest out here. We know there have been several suspensions from students over the past few days. The university says they can't comment on those individual cases, but they will use every avenue available to ensure those involved are held accountable for their actions. And today we are continuing to see, safe to say, hundreds of protesters here in the encampment and along 8th Street just in front of the university. So far appears to be peaceful at this hour. We will continue to keep an eye on the situation out here at George Washington University.
Again, 7 News reporter Liana Golden there. Stay with us on WTOP. New this evening, 2 teenagers have been arrested and charged with a mass shooting earlier this month after hundreds of teens got together for senior skip day at a park in Greenbelt. As WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports, 5 young people were shot and wounded.
The Greenbelt Police Chief and Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy returned to Schramm Hills Park, the scene of the shooting, to announce the arrests.
2 young persons have been identified and taken into custody.
5 young people were shot and wounded in the park on Hanover Parkway during an unsanctioned senior skip day. Braveboy, in her remarks, reclaimed the term.
This is truly a beautiful park, and it is a safe park. And it will continue to be safe.
As for the 14 and 16-year-olds arrested,
these 2 individuals have been charged as adults.
The charges against the 2 include attempted murder and gun charges.
This should never have happened.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
There were no violations of the emergency weekend curfew for young people at National Harbor, at least no reported violations. That curfew requires kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The new rules were put in place after a huge fight broke out between hundreds of teens earlier this month. Prince George's County Police say as many as 800 young people were involved in fighting, vandalism, and stealing at National Harbor. Now 8:06, and a call for more security for the youngest students in Loudoun County Public Schools. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports the proposal is among the recommendations from a task force reviewing the school district safety plan.
The school district already has resource officers assigned to every middle and high school, but the group of law enforcement personnel, teachers, and principals is suggesting the county expand the scope of that program.
It has been one of the items that's come up from parents of the possibility of adding SROs to elementary schools.
Dan Adams is the school system's public information officer. In elementary schools, he says they don't have to be police officers.
We also have our SSOs, or our school safety officers. So those are LCPS employees. They're not sworn law enforcement officers.
The county could also explore security help from an outside firm. Adams explains the presence isn't just helpful for boosting security.
We're also, looking at things like medical emergencies.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A Prince William County high school student is under arrest tonight, accused of making threats online toward Osborne Park High School in Manassas. Police say the 17-year-old boy posted threats of potential violence on Instagram last Friday. Somebody tipped police off that same day, but an investigation revealed the threat was not actually credible. The teen is now facing charges of threats to bomb a school and will go through the court system, not the juvenile justice system. Coming up here on WTOP, D.C. gets a best restaurant ranking and a best bar ranking as well. Traffic and weather in just about 30 seconds.
Do you remember that day, honey, 40 years ago when I got down on one knee?
Of course. And do you remember where you got that stunning ring?
Oh, how could I forget? Dominion Jewelers.
Just like our love, it was unique and beautiful. Dominion Jewelers didn't just sell us a ring. They crafted a symbol of our love and commitment.
Here's to Dominion Jewelers and to us. Cheers to 40 years of love and memories.
Dominion Jewelers. We make it beautiful. You make it yours. Celebrating 40 years of brilliance. DominionJewelers.com. By appointment only.
808. Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks here on WTOP. And let's get back to Carlos Ramirez in the traffic center.
Thanks, Dimitri. Looks like they have shut down the eastbound span of the Bay Bridge as expected. They are now running two-way traffic on the westbound span. Single lane is going to get you by in either direction. That is, of course, why you're seeing brake lights on either side of the Bay Bridge to get onto the bridge. So just be aware. Westbound 50, soon after 301. They're looking for a crash that's actually got some debris in the roadway over on the left-hand side. That should be after 301 approaching Collington Road. And between the beltways, BW Parkway looks fantastic. I-95 looks good as well, but northbound, you may find a work crew right after 195 over on the right side of the roadway. And 29, if you're making your way through Columbia, might have a crash southbound soon after 175, so keep an eye out for that one as well. 270 looks great, and if you're headed down in Virginia, I'm not seeing any issues on 95, 66, or the beltway. Things look pretty great right now, to be honest with you. If you're looking for a carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Let's check in now with Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Tracking some scattered clouds across the area, but no rain this evening. We'll have a few showers coming our way tomorrow evening. Now, temperatures will continue to drop down through the 70s and 60s by tomorrow morning. We'll be mainly clear for your Tuesday start, partly sunny with isolated showers and an isolated thunderstorm or two during tomorrow evening, so after about 7 p.m. Expect temperatures not quite as hot as today. Will be somewhere between 85 and 89 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Springfield 82, Farragut Square 82, Laurel 81 degrees. Some parts of our area could be down to the 70s and 60s during the overnight hours. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Google will spend $1 billion to expand data center operations in Loudoun and Prince William counties. Seven homes in the D.C. area sold for more than $7 million in April. That's a one-month record, including a $10.5 million sale in Langley Farms. Capitol Hill Indian restaurant Daru makes Food & Wine's 2024 Best Restaurants list. Allegory at the Eaton Hotel makes its Best Bars list. The Dow finished Monday's session up 146 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
And still ahead here on WTOP, we'll talk about why hackers are now targeting your medical records and how to best protect yourself with the Consumer Man, Herb Weisbaum. Stay with us a while tonight. It's 8:11.
Student Perspectives from Washington Adventist University.
My name is Ricardo Flores. I met my wife in the late 90s. Sometime along the way, we decided to pursue higher degrees. It was important for us to select a university that was able to allow us to raise a family and at the same time give us the flexibility to study at night. And so Washington Adventist University School of Graduate and Professional Studies had a MBA program that will allow us to study at night, study over the weekend, and complete an MBA in 1 year. And so we prayed about it and decided to come to the university and pursue a degree that would align with my IT career.
The gate to your future is open at Washington Adventist University. Learn more or apply at wau.edu. That's wau.edu. Washington Adventist University, your gateway to service.
Later this half hour, right here on WTOP.
DC kicks off a week that's all about small businesses. I'm Mike Murillo.
It's 8:12.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Does your business need quick access to cash? FVC Bank's Lightning Lending offers a simple way to apply for and receive a loan in a flash. Apply today at fvcbank.com. Member FDIC.
More news in 60 seconds on WTOP 813.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When I set out to build our firm, it was built for greatness. It was built for you. For over 35 years, my mission has been to deliver more for our clients, to deliver more for you. Today, Morgan & Morgan has more offices, more staff, and more lawyers than any other injury firm in the world. If you or anyone in your family has been injured, call America's largest injury law firm. Call Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
WTOP is better than Waze when it comes to traffic. I simply love WTOP traffic as the number one source for me.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
Now 8:14, and it's great to have you here tonight. Data breaches of medical records hit a record high last year. The enormous amount of personal information compromised in these breaches is not only a threat to patient privacy, it's fueling an increase in identity theft. Consumer man Herb Weisbaum, a contributing editor at Checkbook.org, has been investigating this growing cyber threat, and we asked, how big of a problem are we talking about?
It's estimated that the health records of 133 million people, about one in three Americans, were compromised last year. Hackers are drawn to medical files, especially hospital records, because they're a treasure trove of useful information they can use in a variety of ways.
It's not necessarily the diagnosis and all the other things that feel deeply personal. It's things like your financial information, your social security number, your medical record number, your insurance numbers.
Eva Velasquez is president and CEO of the nonprofit Identity Theft Resource Center in San Diego.
Most of that information can be used to commit other types of identity fraud, not just medical, financial, to apply for government benefits. There's just a host of different things that they can use it for. They can also do other things like get medical goods or services in your name, durable medical equipment. They can even get prescriptions in your name.
Hackers are always looking for easy targets, and right now that's the healthcare industry, according to James Lee, the Identity Theft Resource Center's chief operating officer. He told Checkbook medical facilities and doctor's offices often have less security than other companies.
It's entirely possible that if you haven't been impacted by a healthcare breach, you're going to be in the future.
When someone else uses your medical identity to get prescriptions or procedures, that can create erroneous medical records and cause all kinds of problems. You could fail a physical exam for employment, or be unable to buy life insurance, or receive improper treatment when rushed to emergency. So, how do you protect yourself? Read your explanation of benefit statements. This report from your health insurance provider lists the medical purchases that have been billed to your health insurance policy. Because this notice usually says this is not a bill, it's easy to ignore. Don't. It won't take that long to read it, and it could be your first indication that something is wrong. Review your medical records throughout the year. This is easy to do if you have access via an online portal. Make sure your records are accurate. What conditions have been diagnosed? What prescription drugs are listed? Check past and upcoming appointments. If anything seems wrong, contact your medical provider right away. Use unique and strong passwords for your online medical accounts, and limit what you carry in your purse or wallet. Now, if you think you've been the victim of identity theft, medical or otherwise, contact the Identity Theft Resource Center at idtheftcenter.org. You can talk or chat with a trained advisor who will help you figure out what to do. The service is free.
That's the consumer man, Herb Weisbaum, contributing editor at checkbook.org. Read more at WTOP.com. Just search medical. It's WTOP.com. Search medical. Top stories we're working on here on WTOP. Three law enforcement officers are shot dead tonight, including a deputy at the U.S. Marshals Service. This happened in Charlotte, North Carolina. Five others are injured. The shooting suspect believed to be dead. They were trying to serve a warrant. Israel-Hamas war protesters are arrested in Texas, while others defy Columbia University's demand to leave camp in New York City, with suspensions happening on that campus. Keep it here for full details on these stories and more in the minutes ahead. It's 8:18 with traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, Carlos Ramirez in the Traffic Center.
Thanks, Dimitri. Still launching Route 50 right now in Maryland. If you're headed across the Bay Bridge, quite slow in both directions, mostly as you get onto the bridge itself. Traffic has, or rather the bridge has only a single lane of traffic getting by in either direction right now. So that's why everything is slowing down. If you're headed on 50 westbound after 301, they're looking for an incident with some debris in the roadway blocking the left side. No major delays any longer. 704 Martin Luther King Jr. Highway may have a work zone getting set up right as we speak. Westbound just past Ardwick Ardmore Road. Sounds like they got just a single lane of traffic getting by over on the right. Be aware of that one. Beltway traffic looks fantastic. I'm not seeing any delays right now. I-95 BW Parkway, same deal. All up to speed everywhere, but watch out for a possible work zone northbound. North of 195, headed towards the Baltimore Beltway, you'll find those cones over on the right. 270 looks grand, no issues there. We were talking about a crash on the Suitland Parkway earlier near Alabama Avenue. Not seeing any delays there any longer, so I'm going to go ahead and say that that's gone. Down in Virginia, Beltway traffic looks good. Headed on 395 or 66 inside the Beltway, all up to speed. Quick look here at Canal Road and Claire Barton Parkway, north and southbound, quite slow at 123. Pretty usual delay around this time of night, but be careful regardless. It's the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival May 11th at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas. Over 60 craft beers and 40 bourbons with unlimited sampling plus a whole lot of barbecue. Go to beerandbourbon.com. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Now we're going to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Dry conditions, but a warm evening out there after a day that had some summery heat in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. This evening, our temperatures drop off quickly through the 80s and 70s by late this evening. Will be about 60 to 65 degrees by your early Tuesday morning. A dry start to the day, dry for your lunchtime, and dry for the afternoon and evening rush. Now, it's after 7 p.m. on Tuesday where we could have a few isolated showers and maybe even a stray thunderstorm. I have our high temperatures between 85 and 89 degrees for Tuesday, and then in the lower 80s on Wednesday as the rain moves out, skies will gradually clear. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tyson's 81, Waldorf at 79, Lafont Plaza 82 degrees, gradually falling to the 60s tonight. By the way, we did break a record at Dulles Airport for the day, 91 degrees, breaking the previous record. We tied a record at 91 at BWI Marshall. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Still ahead on WTOP, why the number of people who have never smoked diagnosed with lung cancer is on the rise. Stay with us with more news in 90 seconds.
Did you know, for every wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grants, there are three or more children with critical illnesses that need your support. My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our client's mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated Wish Kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. Please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 8:22. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. Mom and pop shops are being celebrated in D.C. this week. WTOP's Mike Murillo tells us the mayor kicked off Small Business Week with the owners of a new store along Rhode Island Avenue here in the nation's capital.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser cuts the ribbon outside the newly renovated space for Bandura Designs on Rhode Island Avenue, renovations that were aided by city grants.
We're grateful to our small business owners who serve us.
Jennifer Ferris owns the interior design company.
I am so grateful to be a part of this block.
Also during the kickoff, the mayor announced 64 recipients of robust retail grants, which give up to $10,000 to businesses.
For payroll, for new equipment, rent, or anything else that they need.
Also during the week, support events for small businesses will be held. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Now 8:23 here on WTOP. There's been lots of recent improvements in the treatment of lung cancer. A new study now aims to learn more about the inherited risk of the disease. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says researchers hope you'll want to take part.
We do a blood draw.
Lori Ambrose with GoTo for Lung Cancer. Along with the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, they're expanding their recent research that showed that people having one genetic mutation were at higher risk of developing lung cancer. So the participants would be monitored for 5 years.
If there was an early presentation of a suspicious nodule or tumor, we would be on top of it and manage it accordingly.
Doctors say the earlier lung cancer can be detected, the better the chance for a cure. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Britney Spears has settled a long-running legal dispute with her estranged father, finally bringing an ultimate end to her conservatorship.
The dispute between Britney Spears and her father, Jamie Spears, was set to go to trial next month and could have exposed a lot of embarrassing details. Although the conservatorship ended more than 2 years ago, there were still issues involving attorney fees and what Britney Spears' lawyer, Matthew Rosengartz, said was financial malfeasance by her father. A judge approved a settlement Friday. Terms were not disclosed, but one filing says Jamie Spears is fully and finally discharged as conservator. Rosengart says Britney Spears' freedom is now complete. Jamie Spears' attorney, Alex Weingarten, tells the New York Times his client has only acted in his daughter's best interests.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
By the way, that was Margie Zaraletta reporting on Britney Spears. And now from Margie, we turn to Rob Woodford.
The Nationals getting quite a bit of resistance from the Marlins down in Miami. Jazz Chisholm got them back in the game with one swing, a two-run homer off Jake Irvin. It cuts the Marlins' deficit to 6-2. That happened in the sixth inning. And now the Nationals in the seventh with the bases loaded now, as they are trying to tack on some insurance here. See-